The life of a man is like a ball in the river, the Buddhist texts state. No matter what our will wants or desires, we are swept along by an invisible current that finally delivers us to the limitless expanse of the Black Sea. This image rather appeals to me. It suggests there are times when we float lightly along life's surface, bobbing from one languid long pool to another. But then, when we least expect it, we turn a river bend and find ourselves plummeting over a thundering waterfall into the churning abyss below. This I have experienced, and more. Hard as it is for me to believe, my journey downriver started 6 decades ago, when I was born with little fuss in the village of Katsurao, high in the mountains of Fukushima Prefecture, in Japan. My parents' inn was just 8 kilometers from the 900-year-old head temple of the headwater sect of Mahayana Buddhism. When I came into this world, the 15,000 villagers of this simple trading post on the lower slopes of Mount Nagata still clung to the rocky banks of the Kapagawa before it dropped 2,000 meters in a series of small waterfalls to the rice plains in the flatlands far below. The upper reaches of my village consisted of 3 commercial blocks that ended in a pedestrian shopping plaza, a small bus depot, and a handful of low-rise apartment buildings that also housed a medical clinic built in the 1950s. Simple wooden houses stood in the narrow lanes of the old town down by the river. Flat-topped workshops housed a sheet metal worker, a wood carver, and a fish smoker who plied their wares to the villagers. The town straddled both sides of the roaring Kapagawa, its inhabitants connected by 2 stone bridges. Every day, our neighbor, bow-legged Mrs. Saito, left her money in a box at the Mujin Hanbai, a produce stall run on the honor system, and I have fond recollections of her staggering through the town's narrow alleys with her turnips and cabbages, tottering like a wind-up toy back across the lower cobblestone bridge.